Hi, welcome to And It's Writing, a podcast where two writers have a few drinks and some laughs while we discuss writing and publishing topics. I'm Amy Avery. I write adult fantasy. At the time of this recording, DC is going to be away for a few episodes. They will be back. But in the meantime, we have some guest hosts. Today, I'll be talking with Jack Evans about what it's like to juggle multiple projects and let some of them bake while you work on others. Could you tell us a little bit about you and what you write?
Sure. I'm Jack. I write adult horror and speculative fiction. And actually, at the time of this recording, my first novel, What Grows in the Dark, will come out in
Yay.
3 days on March 5th, which is wild.
Are you holding up okay?
Yeah, you know, it comes and goes. It comes and goes. But I can say a few quick words about the book, if that's cool, and then we can go into it.
Yeah, tell us about it.
What Grows in the Dark is about a fake spiritualist who goes around the country pretending to solve supernatural mysteries for YouTube and then winds up facing something real when she goes back to her hometown to help solve a case that has eerie parallels to her sister's death. So lots of, you know, spooky woods and found family and, you know, unexplored trauma.
Yeah, and I will make a note. We usually on our long episodes talk about this, that we did make a drink for the book. It is an unholy color of like swampy green, but that feels appropriate. I will post a photo and link to it in the show notes when we do this. It's whiskey, matcha, a little bit of liquid smoke, and I think honey was the other thing in it, wasn't it?
Yep, honey syrup. Yeah, and I will post the photograph of the drink that I made for tonight's recording. But I'm going to say your version is much more aesthetically pleasing.
Set it up in the little photo box and everything. It's great.
Yep.
Okay, so you told us a little bit about your book. We talked about the drink a little bit. I guess we'll just kind of jump right into the topic. So this was kind of a listener request to talk about what it's like to let one project kind of sit on the back burner and bake while you work on other projects. That is something that I think kind of comes as a bit of a surprise how much you have to do it once you get into publishing.
Yeah.
So what is your current experience with this?
Oh, Lord. I mean, I like all of us, I think I go through kind of phases of how I approach this challenge. You know, to your point, so I'm a debut author. I've published short fiction before, but this is my first experience with traditional or self-publishing. And I'm a traditionally published author. But with that said, yeah, I mean, I spent many years working on lots of short fiction at the same time, just constantly bouncing between projects. And, you know, when this would come up with author friends, I would always be, you know, very kind of smug and excited about how I get to jump between short fiction and then the novel project and all that. And it was all just working really well. And then I landed in the spot where you have to think about marketing and the business side, and you're also just waiting for months on end for feedback of any kind.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think it's a sink or swim situation there where either you figure out how to work on multiple projects or you don't, and that's perfectly fine. But then you're one of those authors who takes 8 to 10 years to put out another book.
We won't mention any names.
No names. And you know what? That could be me. Like, we'll check back in a decade and yeah. I will have only published the one. But yeah, I mean, right now I am actually, so I'm waiting to hear back feedback about one project, and I'm kind of working on another project that I actually started in 2020, which is a year that happened.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hard to believe.
That was a time to be writing.
Yeah, well, and so I think that has definitely infused itself into this work because I've rewritten this story, which is it will hopefully become a book, but I've now written up to 85,000 words of it like 4 different times and then gone back to the beginning because something just wasn't quite working. And that's sort of the other, like, sometimes there's external factors that force you to just wait on a project because you can't move it forward. And so you have to have something else maybe at a different stage so your brain can lock onto it. But then there are pieces where, you know, certain ideas take time to marinate, or maybe, you know, in my case, certainly with this project, maybe you have an idea that's a little bit advanced for your current skill level and you have to kind of try to climb that mountain a couple different times and fail, and the idea is still there and maybe it's still valid, but
yeah,
Yeah, it's not always going to happen overnight.
Yeah, sometimes you kind of have to like start your project, realize that maybe this is a project for future you. And then let it sit while you work on something else. But I will say I've also been kind of struggling with this a little bit because I didn't have the practice of short fiction, but I would bounce around projects between phases. So I would like do a draft, let it go sit while I worked on something else, and then come back to that draft and do revision. But once you're on publishing schedules and you're contracted, sometimes you don't have that luxury and you have to stop in the middle. And I have ADHD, and that's very hard to start something when you're like, but I might have to stop it. And so that was a particular hurdle that I'm still working on getting over. It mostly just took some months of like waiting for them to be like, okay, are they going to tell me, you know, what we're going to do next? And realizing at the end of it that I had spent 5 months waiting and had nothing to show for it. And I was like, I could have had, you know, I'm a relatively fast rough drafter because my rough drafts are very rough. So I'm like, I could have had a draft by now. And still got nothing.
Yeah, that's a tough realization. I mean, if you figure it out, please do let me know. Because like one thing that has been interesting about being on not just the publishing, like real capital P publishing schedule, but also trying to be a little bit more professional in how I approach my writing. And that feels like a dangerous word to have used. So maybe I want to excise it. But no, I mean, so for example, you know, Option projects are generally done via proposal. And so you have a couple chapters and a synopsis. And I am not a person who has ever in my writing life been able to write synopses.
They are the bane of my existence.
Oh, God. Yeah. Like I can kind of reverse outline, like back my way into having a synopsis after working on something for years. And so the idea of needing to provide my editor with a proposal that was, you know, fleshed out enough where I could like wing my way through a detailed synopsis, but also was clearly like something that I've been working on for 6 months at the most, and perhaps less. That's been a pretty big change and definitely a real hurdle. But it's been a good exercise, I think, in what you're talking about, which is also something that I personally have struggled with. I tend to, at least with longer works, whether, you know, the novel or some of the bigger, meatier short fiction pieces that I've done, I realize that I'm kind of undermining what I just said, but I focus heavily on one project until I feel like it's pretty close to done. And then if I'm feeling anxious or stressed out, or there's, you know, there's a sticky plot problem or something, or like a character arc bit that I haven't been able to untangle, that's when I'll kind of go and jump into a flash fiction piece or something totally different and let my subconscious work away at whatever that problem is. But I haven't really been able in my own writing life to do that sort of phased approach where you deliberately, on purpose, not because you're being forced into it by external factors, you know, get a project to a certain stage of readiness and then kind of let that percolate while you do something else. And so I'm really trying to do that now with this option piece. And then with what I, the other project that I've been kind of marinating for years. And so my hope is over the next year or so, I will actually become a person who can, you know, have my editor take a couple months with a project while I start something new and progress it and then kind of leapfrog myself.
Another thing that I kind of struggled with on that, with you were talking about the option books, was I also put things on proposal and we proposed two. And while I was waiting, it was like, okay, well, which one do I start? What if I start that one? And then they decide to go with the other one. And then I will have wasted my time. And then once again, later, I was just like, well, I didn't waste my time doing anything.
That's fair. Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of like waiting. Once you have like either an agent and or an editor, depending on your publishing situation or your own pressures or deadlines, if you're self-publishing, less so with self-publishing, I think, because you're your own boss, you start kind of wondering if you have like permission to like switch projects.
Yeah.
Like your brain's like, am I supposed to like pause on this, or am I supposed to keep trucking along?
Yeah, especially for those of us who are like gifted children in school and we work really well under pressure and with structure and with somebody being like, yes, you've done such a good job with this. Now go do the next thing. No, totally. And I mean, I think something that I've really been trying to embrace as part of the debut year journey is figuring out how to give myself a little bit more grace and patience when, you know, we just can't be working on something creative all the time because there are other commitments. Like you have to do a Q&A or you have to write a contributed article or something like that. So that's also kind of part of it. And just reminding myself that the subconscious writer brain is always on, you know, it's always happening under the surface. And so taking time away from actively working on a story doesn't mean you're not kind of still working on the story. With, you know, what you said about not really being sure which project to focus on, that really resonated with me too. Especially if something, you know, maybe one of them for whatever reason just isn't quite flowing in the moment and it feels like a real slog to kind of force yourself through it. Or if you're at a revision stage or something and you're, I don't know, something I find myself doing a lot is getting kind of stuck reading back through pieces that I'm trying to finalize and realizing that I've actually just spent, you know, 2 weeks doing basically nothing, like changing one word and then changing it back, which is not the same thing as, you know, making progress. But yeah.
It's like the revisions that aren't revisions.
Yeah. And I mean, I think you kind of have to, like, that's always going to happen, but
yeah,
you have to learn to trust yourself a little bit. And that is very difficult in an industry that is so opaque and out of our control and where the, you know, the positive signals that we receive are really confusing and also out of our control and completely arbitrary half the time. And so using those signals to try to figure out, you know, should I be working on this kind of project or should I, you know, I hear a lot of people talk about trying to, you know, if they're juggling multiple projects and trying to figure out where to dedicate their limited writing time, trying to kind of read the market or ask their agent or writing buddies, like, what do you think is on trend right now? What is going to be the most sellable thing? And I get it. I mean, it's really, that's a seductive idea that you can just kind of hack that a little bit, but it is also bullshit. And like trying to remember that is also its own full-time job of just like, you have to write what you are passionate about writing. And if that means you have to take breaks from it and figure out how to write it over however long that takes, that's fine. And it is going to happen eventually.
That actually just happened to me.
Oh God.
Where I was like, okay, I'm going to work on this project because it's more marketable. And so we're gonna work on that first and pitch that. And then I was just like banging my head against it. And I still like the project and I still believe it. It just wasn't the time for it. My brain was not in that space.
Yeah.
And I had this other thing kind of going on and I'm like, I really want to be working on the other thing, but I shouldn't. I have to work on the marketable thing. But you're right. It's just, I spent time just sitting there, like I said, just kind of banging my head against a wall. And then as soon as I switched, the words were flowing. Yep. So it's like, it's better to get progress made on something. And yeah, following where your heart is really important.
Yeah, it's earnest, but that's honestly like my biggest takeaway about this whole concept. And to be clear, that's not to say it's not something I grapple with on the daily of, you know, feeling like I should be doing more of X or Y or whatever it is. But also, I mean, it's not like we are full people doing other things with our lives, and there are other demands on our energy. And so I think with writing, especially when you get to a point in your writing career, whatever that looks like, where you do have more than one thing going on, because also there, you know, there are the people who are going to spend most of their time on one book and they're going to finish that book or never finish it, but that is the thing that they are doing. And that is one path. But if you're at a point where you do actually want to be putting out more than one project, whatever it looks like, yeah, I think you just have to find a way to be okay with the fact that sometimes it's going to take a lot longer than you thought it would.
Yeah. And yeah, that's one of those things, yeah, with publishing taking so long. Like you said, if you want to be releasing a book every few years or less, you're going to have to leapfrog because of the way publishing works, because it's going to take that much time to make one book between sending it to an editor, getting critiques. If you're self-publishing, getting your freelance editing and or artwork done, layout done, all that stuff. And you're still getting artwork and layout and stuff. If you're traditionally publishing, they just don't usually tell you those things. Like, you don't get a daily update. You just get updates whenever they feel like
it. Yeah.
And so, yeah, you'll be spending, you know, a few months waiting on edits. And if you want another book to come out in 2 years, you got to start that one now.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think just for practical advice or what has worked for me in that regard is trying to kind of give myself a little bit of a schedule, of a self-imposed schedule of, you know, at this time, I will try to work on this project. At this time, I will try to work on the other project. But when that isn't vibing, kind of to your point, like if it's just whatever, for whatever reason, you're not feeling it, you can't get into the flow, listening to that and not putting too much pressure on myself to try to stick to whatever arbitrary self-imposed schedule. So I think just recognizing that juggling projects is, at least for me, it's always going to look, you know, a little bit fluid and freeform, and being okay with that.
Yeah, it's a weird dichotomy of like having some self-discipline to actually work on stuff, but also having the wiggle room to like let yourself not stick to, like, yeah, like you said, such a regimented itinerary.
Yes. Yeah.
So I think it's just something we all have to kind of like feel our way in the dark through till we get used to it.
Yeah. And it's helpful to talk about it, because it's one of those things that I know, again, for me, like I definitely assumed everyone else kind of had it figured out in a way that I simply didn't or wouldn't. And now I'm realizing that's not true. And we all are just flailing around trying our best.
It's kind of like general adulting in life.
Indeed.
When you get to the age where you're like, you know, the age that, you know, your parents were at a certain point in time, and you're like, oh, they didn't know what they were doing either. I just thought they did because they were the grown-ups.
Somehow they were in control.
Yeah. And now you're like, I'm the grown-up and we, none of us know what we're doing.
Yeah. Good stuff.
On that like lovely optimistic note. But yeah, we are kind of starting to come around on time. Do you have any like kind of final thoughts that we might have missed on the topic? We did meander a little bit, but I think it was a good conversation.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the only other thing is, this is not particularly visionary, but I will say, when you are working on something and, you know, it's just, again, it's not quite right. You can't quite lock down the voice or the characters, or, you know, in my case, you're trying to do something structurally that is ambitious and you're not sure how to do it. I think just remember to be patient with yourself and also steal from yourself. For me, I find it very helpful to try to be intentional about what draws me to a particular story or kind of story. And so if I really love a theme or an image or a type of character, but it's just not working out in the original thing, I will often just pull that and drop it into another piece. And, you know, you can, they say, kill your darlings. A lot of people advise having a document to drop things that you've cut that can go elsewhere. I try to apply that to basically everything about writing. And you know, everything can show up multiple times in different spaces. And sometimes what didn't work in one story or one book idea is going to absolutely crush it in a different format. And that, again, just takes time.
Yeah. You'll get there, everybody.
Yeah.
We promise.
We're clearly very, you know, mentally healthy and in a good place. And yeah.
But I think it helps if people are struggling or, you know, having these doubts and stuff, just to hear that, like, it's normal.
Yeah.
So one more time, remind everybody about your book, which is coming out in a few days. By the time this episode posts, it will already be out. So remind everybody about that and where else they can find you online.
Yeah. So my book is called What Grows in the Dark. It is an adult horror novel. It's got fake spiritualism and cons and really creepy woods, small time or small town Americana vibes. It is out on March 5th. And actually, people have started sending me photographs of it in bookstores. So whenever this episode airs, it will certainly have been out. You can find me on Twitter at Jack Writes. That's JAQ Writes. And on Instagram at Animisting. That's A-N-O-M-I-S-T-I-N-G. And I'm sure this will all just be linked. And then also my website, jackevans.com, will have other writing related updates. But yeah, thanks so much. This has been really fun.
Yeah. And yeah, we will put all those in the show notes as well.
Cool.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. It was really, really cool to have you on. And yeah, thank you, listeners, for joining us as well. And we will see you again soon. Bye.
Bye.